but I think we want to work with you to really recognize the changing climate and what it means to our forests and actually work together with that science. That science is going to be key, because if we ignore that science and sort of put our head in the sand and think it's all about vegetation management, we're not going to succeed together protecting Californians.
Okay. It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch. I wish science agreed with you.
Hey, well, I don't think science knows, actually. Tom?
All COVID did was take the covers off of the social fault lines and historic racism, structural racism. Take a crisis, whether it be a heat wave, a Katrina, or COVID, it's just going to magnify those things. The deeply embedded structural and perpetuating systems of racism, and they are perpetuated, is what we have to address going into this. We've earned the mistrust over years. People feel mistrustful of their institutions. They don't believe, with good reason, that we're there necessarily to take care of them.
The extreme wealth inequality, in a way, was the pre-existing condition that we went into the pandemic. A kind of underreported number is the Federal Reserve last week reported that $6.5 trillion in household wealth vanished during the first quarter. Number next to this billionaire surge, $630 billion in 14 weeks. It just shows, here are states contracting. They're experiencing these budget shortfalls. So they're not able to raise the revenue that they need to provide basic services. And just the wealth increase of our U.S. billionaire group in 14 weeks could cover the shortfalls in all 50 states. That's just how out of balance we are.
There is a sowing of the seed of greed, hatred, and corruption. What are you going to do about your poverty? What are you going to do about your racism? Not just against Black people, but against indigenous peoples, against Asian, against Jews, against Muslims, against Mexicans and Latinos. What are you going to do about your materialism, your addiction to spectacle? And this moment of reckoning, my dear brother, means we're in a fork in the road. Right now, there's a massive crisis in the legitimacy of any leadership. Of course, the Republican Party is following its neo-fascist gangster who's the leader. It must have a spiritual, moral, and democratic awakening among all of the citizens who care. It is a global affair. And Noam Chomsky reminds us we've got ecological catastrophe waiting for us. And if we have leaders that view it as a hoax, then the whole planet goes under and it's all over. And all you got is the cockroaches.
We want an end to the profit at all costs mentality, because if we don't build an economic future with people at the center in a sustainable frame where we are respectful of our planetary boundaries and the need to change our energy and technology systems to have a living planet for human beings, the world could fund it right now, and yet 70% of the world's people have no social protection. That's respectful of public services and not simply trying to make profit off them.
I believe it is very important for countries to recognize that, there are some essential services that need to be provided in terms of healthcare, in terms of education, in terms of good governance, in terms of social safety, that, cannot be compromised on. This is a virus that doesn't respect borders. It crosses borders, and as long as it is in full strength in any part of the world, it's affecting everybody else. So this requires global cooperation to deal with it. Countries, they have to find ways of raising revenues, and progressive taxation could be one form of it. We talked about solidarity tax that may be needed in some countries. Nature strikes in ways that we cannot imagine, and we've seen one, and climate change is could be even worse. And so we have to prepare for that. But the question is, how do we get a much more planet-friendly way of doing economic activity? What is needed, of course, is to ramp up production of alternative forms of energy, Second, to have infrastructure that's much more climate friendly. And in both these measures, the public sector can play a very big role.
We set up a new world order after World War II. We're now in a different world than we were then. What can we be doing differently? And the World Economic Forum, I think, has a big responsibility in that as well, to be pushing the reset button and looking at how to create well-being for people and for the Earth. I think the key is to put the health of people and the planet first. And that's what's happening on COVID-19. And that's what has not yet happened on climate change in many cases, because the fossil fuel interests and the large industrial farming interests, they want to keep things the way that they are. There's big vested interests that want their health to come before people's health and the planet's health. And what we're learning from this crisis and pandemic is it is possible to switch it.